Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, which is available to you, courtesy of SACL CAI. That number is 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on that site completely free. So head over there and enjoy those on us. The main feature allows you, the listener, to control the content of the website. Everything you see in that main column was submitted by listeners just like you. So head on over there and get the details on how to do that and why it's pretty cool at freetalklive.com. So lots to discuss here tonight. Mark, you were stabbed in the eye today.
Indeed, I was. I don't know why we're talking about it on the show.
It's not every day that you get stabbed in the eye.
Yeah, it was by a small gauge needle. So, you know, and apparently you don't have nearly the amount of nerves in your eye that you think that you might have. So a little stab by a very qualified doctor in the eye. It wasn't as bad as it sounds.
Now, is it true that that portion, the white portion of your eye, is fairly quick to heal because of the high blood flow up there?
Couldn't speak to that. They said that the chances of getting an infection were about 1 in 1,000. They'd never had it happen in that office.
That's pretty good.
They put a whole bunch of drops in my eye, too. Some to numb, some to keep it from getting infected, that kind of thing.
So what was going on in there?
In the room?
In your eye.
Oh, I have a pimple or a bump on my retina, and it has caused a distortion of my vision. And then it began to bleed. So now not only do I have a bump, but I have a bleeding bump on the inside of my eye. So they decided to use a drug that at this point is still in testing for constricting blood flow. And, they put a little bit in my eye.
Well, I hope that works out for you, man.
Yeah. Being able to see is a good thing.
So it was completely numb.
Relatively.
Was it like, you know, the what it feels like when they're putting Novocaine in your...
putting Novocaine...
Or lidocaine in your gums?
Hurts more when they put it in your gums. Mm-hmm. They said that you'll feel a small amount of pressure, and I really didn't feel much of anything.
That's because they used eye drops to numb it, so
right.
It was fully numb before anything inserted in there.
Yeah.
Got it. I just, figured that was a unique experience, but maybe not. You told me earlier that they have 12 people a day into that office.
More than two dozen a day.
People do that.
That they're sticking on a regular basis. Apparently they do this treatments for a lot of things. Too much blood in your eye, bad thing.
Sounds like it. So you can, sorry.
No, go ahead.
You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. You can, again, take control of the airwaves. So there's much to discuss here tonight. Of course, your calls are the primary element. But how about this Bible policy, huh? The ACLU revealing that a South Carolina jail has been sued over its policy barring inmates from having any reading materials
except
the
Bible.
Well, they need to find Jesus.
Apparently.
Well,
or else.
The idea behind a penitentiary originally was penance, that you would be in there long enough that you would, have the... So it's exactly what they were designed for in the first place. I mean, they're places where you're supposed to be by yourself and be quiet with, your God and figure out what you've done wrong.
So the ACLU filed the federal lawsuit seeking to overturn the policy on behalf of Prison Legal News, a monthly journal on prison law. And I think we know somebody that actually works for that that organization, if I'm not mistaken, a liberty activist up here in New Hampshire. The 16-page complaint says officials at Berkeley County Jail, about 100 miles southeast of Columbia in Monk's Corner, are violating several of the magazine's and inmates' constitutional rights, including free speech, freedom of religion, and the right to due process. Well, wait a minute. Them criminals aren't supposed to have rats.
Well, that's just not true. There are rights for people that are convicted of crimes in the United States. There aren't a bunch, but there are some.
Why is that?
Why are there rights?
Aren't they just evil, terrible people who deserve to be punished and having all their rights stripped away from them?
They did the crime. Now they do the time.
Right. All those things are, I suppose, valid if that's what you think. But the idea is that you want to turn around the way these people are. So if you administer daily beatings, for instance, that's probably not going to be a good way to have
some people would support that, too.
They certainly would.
I do.
daily meetings.
Yeah, but Luther likes his by consent. So, or to administer them. 1-800-259-9231.
That's essentially what the stocks were, right? You know, you put them in the stocks so people could...
I don't think that was consensual.
No, that definitely wasn't.
The stocks weren't consensual. No, that's not what I'm suggesting.
Got it.
I'm suggesting that the stocks were beatings.
Yes.
Or
humiliation.
Stuff thrown at you. Yeah, pretty much you were on display for everybody to take their aggression and anger and pent up, you know, self-loathing out on you.
That's what the TV shows, at least.
Yeah, I guess the best case in that scenario would be somebody yelling at you, because everything else is probably worse than something like that.
And since it was on the TV shows, it must be true.
Right, right.
So, since 2008, the publishers of Prison Legal News have tried to send magazines, letters, and self-help books about prison life to several inmates at the jail. The complaint says some were sent back, and in July, a jail official wrote an email to the publishers referencing the jail's policy. First Sergeant K. Habersham noted in the email as follows: "Our inmates are only allowed to receive soft back Bibles in the mail directly from the publisher. They're not allowed to have magazines, newspapers, or any other type of books."
Does it specify if it can only be King James, or can they get Gideon's?
Apparently, he does not specify that.
The Book of Mormon.
It's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
The jail confirmed Wednesday that it doesn't have a library, and the only reading materials inmates are allowed are paperback Bibles. A spokes bureaucrat for the county sheriff in Berkeley County, Wayne DeWitt, did not immediately return messages seeking comment.
So that's the jail, not the prison, right?
That would be the jail, yeah.
You wouldn't ask the sheriff anything about the prison, so it was just trying to get that clear.
So jail being a place where people serve no longer than a year, typically, right?
It depends on the place. On the state. A jail is something that is run by the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally in the United States, the keys to the jail are held by the sheriff. Certainly police stations and things like that might have holding cells, but jails are run by sheriff's departments. Prisons, on the other hand, are usually run by a state department.
Not only does it prevent communication and clearly violate free speech rights, it also violates the Establishment Clause because it discriminates on the basis of religion. Well, wait a minute. If it violated all of these things, how could the government do that? How could the government possibly
violate them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Nobody cares about the criminals.
Right. Oh, and the courts are run by them, too. So, right, all of those factors. Criminals are just the people that look at the jails in this country. A lot of them look at the jails and they think, well, that's where the bad guys are. And it's just not always a true statement. In fact, frequently it is not a true statement.
It's the easy thing to do to say, well, now that they're there, I don't have to think about them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That these people don't count, that they don't have rights, that I don't need to want them to be treated well. But the reality is the vast majority of these guys are going to be out, and they're going to be in your communities at some point. And I want you to ask, do you want somebody who's acted in a bad fashion in the past to be treated badly for a long period of time, but in an institution with a bunch of bad people who are also treated badly, the whole time that they're there, told that they're horrible people and given very, very little in the ways of comforts and luxuries? I'm not saying given, allowed very few things. The vast majority of these people would their parents and things would send them stuff in if that was what was allowed. And then, you know, by the way, given almost nothing in the way of education, and then released upon society and told to, given $100, kicked out the door and told to be good now.
I'm sure the $100 varies in different states. But
what do you think they give them a grand
much.
Someplace? Yes, it varies between $1 and $200.
Here's a taxi cab. You can take it 50 miles away.
Yeah,
zero. I should have said zero and 200.
So they're sued. They're being sued, and it's just kind of interesting looking at the conditions of these places. Most people don't care about the folks that are in jail, and so they just. They're not going to read this article. They're going to read it, and they're going to think that's great news. Or it's just not something that even comes across their radar. They don't want to. They want to pretend like these folks don't exist, right? Like, let the police handle them, and then they go away to the jail and just punish them. Punish them, and they won't do it again. But it doesn't work that way.
I'd like to point out that that the televisions and the weight equipment and the basketballs and all the fun stuff that was in prison was all paid for by the inmate welfare fund off of profits that the inmates of the things they bought in the canteen. None of your tax dollars went for it. But I paid sales tax on everything I bought. So don't talk about how your tax dollars were going to take care of me.
800-259-9231. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's your experience in jail, whereas we're discussing a jail in South Carolina that has banned all books, or it has been this way for a while. There's no books, no magazines, no newspapers allowed, except soft-covered Bibles. 800.
You can imagine that makes the Muslims really mad.
I think it makes a lot of people really mad, and they're really being sued over it. So your stories, if you have them, are welcome at 800-259-9231.
The funny thing about this, and the reason that something like this might happen, is because there's no responsibility on the end of the staff. The staff has no responsibility to respect other religions, to respect people's right to, you know, philosophically, things like that. They have no reason, because if they stop people from getting things like Bibles, anything but a Bible in there, what happens to them when that rule, when they're sued and that rule is overturned? Nothing. Do you think that the secretary of the department, or actually in this case it was a jail, do you think the sheriff's going to be run out of town on a rail?
Nope, he's in charge.
He's an elected position.
Yeah.
And likely, because it's so easy to screw with inmates in order to get a certain amount of I don't know, mileage, political mileage. I mean, that's the only reason that Charlie Crist is in office, because he broke the law. I mean, on a regular basis, he broke the law in Florida, and people liked it.
This is the so-called governor you're referring to. Now, I want to make sure to invite you over to our website where you can get the latest about Free Talk Live at news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for that.
If you like Taron Lupo's history pieces on the LCL Report, then check out his new historical fiction novel, Pirates of the Savannah. It's an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. At its heart is a tale of prisoners, refugees, and societies cast off, joining together to escape from government tyranny and discover a path to liberty on the open seas. It's a gritty, vivid account of what life was like in the 1700s and loaded with real, obscure historical events. Taron is doing an experiment in intellectual property and taking a risk by giving away the ebook completely free. You can check out the first few chapters now at piratesofsavannahbook.com. Again, it's piratesofsavannahbook.com.
So the folks at this prison, this jail that we're discussing here, are being sued by the ACLU and Prison Legal News, which is one of the organizations that have been trying to send things to this particular jail. And so, but I have to kind of take the devil's advocate position here. What about the will of the people here? I mean, isn't that a factor? Maybe the reason why this jail is that way is because that's what the people want. They elected this sheriff, just like those people are. Some people elect Joe Arpaio down in the Maricopa County in Arizona, one of the worst sheriffs, arguably, in America. Isn't this what people want?
Well, the suggestion that is that somehow the majority of the people might know what's right or do what's right, I think is wrong. I think it's fallacious. I think that we can show throughout human history that people, the people, the hoi polloi or whomever, have not always made the best decisions.
Right. Hitler was elected by a wide majority.
Actually, he was elected by a minority, but his re-election, he had a re-election.
He was appointed. You had a re-election?
It's my understanding that there was there was actual elections. May be wrong. Somebody can show me different.
Check
on this
me
one.
On that, because it's my understanding he was not. If he was re-elected, okay, that's one thing. But being elected the first time, he was appointed. Yeah,
one source that told me, that he was elected in an election. I may be wrong. That's just one source. I haven't checked on that.
I think he came in second place after Hindenburg. And then Hindenburg ended up appointing him to something.
Pull up Wikipedia for a long time, right?
If we wanted to.
So anyway, besides that, there was a point when people in a certain geographic area thought it was a good idea to own black people. Now there's a nice, good example for you. When the majority of people think it's okay to own a certain classification of people, like maybe they're making a bad decision. Just guessing.
Well, somebody might respond to that by saying that, we moved past that. And this is what the people want now.
Right. I understand. So what you're conceding is that the people have made a mistake in the past. So that means you're conceding that the people could be making a mistake now.
That's a good response. So changing minds. We want to help expand people to understand that this is a bad idea, because a lot of people accept this, right? And because people accept something like this means that it exists. But if people didn't accept this sort of behavior, then it would change. And it brings me to kind of one of the critiques that is occasionally leveled at activists up here in New Hampshire, some of the more disobedient types who end up in jail cells. One of the critiques is frequently that, why don't you guys go and do your disobedience in this South Carolina town where they don't let you have anything but a Bible in jail? There are places in this country and around the world that are worse off than New Hampshire. Why don't you go there and save them?
Why is it that liberty activists have collected in New Hampshire?
Well, yeah, there are so many other oppressions going on. There are so many other places that are less free. Why not go to that place? Why not go down to this town in South Carolina?
My question to the person who asked that would be, why don't you go? I mean, if this is an important issue to you, I personally don't care that much that the people of X County in South Carolina are not able to get books. I think it's a bad idea, but I think that, you know, you can vote with your feet. I have. What I saw in my community was the was liberty ebbing. It was going back. There was less and less liberty every single month and every single year in Sarasota, Florida. I decided to do something about that, and what I decided to do was move with more liberty activists to one place.
You know what? I think that one of the things that upsets these critics is that they don't like that we're using a strategy.
Yes.
Like the liberty-minded people that are coming here to New Hampshire from around the country and around the world are making a very deliberate and extremely large choice in their lives to pick up their lives and make the move here to New Hampshire. But the people, some of the people up here, the critics, they look at that and they just turn up their nose and it means nothing to them. And how dare they come here where everything is just fine? Why don't you focus your efforts somewhere else and free
someplace
else?
Well, they don't think things are just fine. They just don't think things should change the way that that liberty activists want them to. And, you know, as many good critiques as there are out there about the activism that may have gone on in the greater Keene area, I agree with many of them. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter in the long run. When you bring as many people who are as active as the Free State Project members are to one area, there's going to be mistakes, and it doesn't really matter. Even in the face of all the if you assume that the outside-the-system activism all stinks, and you assume that in the inside-the-system activism is what's going to change things, that's happening. If you assume the inside the system activism doesn't do anything and only the outside the system activism is going to do something, that's happening, and it doesn't matter the inside stuff is happening, so that's going to work too. Like, it's all going to work.
And from their perspective, from the status, from
what
the people
difference
that,
does it make?
That
honestly, when you look at the status, what I'm trying to say is it doesn't matter what the average statist thinks about what's happening in New Hampshire, because it's already happening.
Well, right, what
there
they would have to do.
850 or so people that have already made
sure.
the Free State Project. All those things are already happening. There are more on the way.
And the supporters of government, the only way they're going to be able to combat that in any way, shape, or form would be to recruit their own people to come here. And how many of the government supporters out there, the statists, are willing to pick up their lives and make a move to New Hampshire to dig in like ticks and try to defend the state from being
people
dismantled?
Are leaving. The young people are leaving New Hampshire. I'm sorry to say.
Young people. The statists are old people, too. 1-800-259-9231. In fact, liberty ideas are likely accepted in greater numbers with younger people. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's the Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on that site. They're completely free, so do enjoy those. And don't forget, those features include listening options. You can watch, you can listen, and there are various different ways to do so. Listen.freetalklive.com will outline them, including our broadband and dial-up streams and the listen lines that actually allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way over at listen.freetalklive.com, which is brought to you by qualityrental.com.
That's right. And so how soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to my son Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com. See some samples. Order today. It's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com. It's Christmas is coming up, and this is a good idea for gifts.
So we started out talking about this jail that is in South Carolina, where they are not allowing any prisoners, any I guess prisoners is still an appropriate term, but they're not allowing any of the people that are being kept there to read anything besides the Bible. And they're being sued over it. And I wonder how many other jails are like this. Is this the only one? Are there
I can't imagine anybody's this silly, honestly. Really? This is silly. Silly.
Well, it's stories like this that make the local jail here in Keene, New Hampshire seem like Club Med.
The local jail here in Keene, New Hampshire is a lot like Club Med from what I've heard.
It's the Club Med of jails. Lauren Canario just got out of jail today. She was in jail for 12 days because she dared to commit the vicious crime of walking around the perimeter of the unsecured area known as the jail. The activists up here, the folks that moved here as part of the Free State Project and some of the other folks, people that love liberty, have been going to the jail locally and walking around it, holding signs and waving at the prisoners for years. It's been going on, and it was going on completely unmolested. There were people that were having you know, we were getting together for barbecues in front of this particular jail in the parking lot.
I'm sure the bureaucrats loved it.
Well, they knew about it. They saw us.
They were invited out.
Yeah, right. And we offered them food. And then they moved to this new facility. There are these no trespassing signs that they put up.
Claiming it's private property, right?
Does it say that on the no trespassing sign?
I'm not sure if it says it on the sign, but that's...
They claimed it.
Yeah, that was their allegation.
One of the cops made that claim. But, of course, cops frequently don't know what they're talking about and also lie.
Right. How could it possibly be private property?
Right. Well, there's a public parking area.
It's the county jail.
Right. And people can... the public can come to that jail to do so-called business. And I think legitimate business, when it comes to the government, is a protest. So it doesn't matter what I think. Folks were arrested for it. In fact, about a dozen of them, including myself. And the trial for one was about a month ago. For four of us, it was the 29th. And Lauren was one of the four. And she was the one who decided to just go straight into jail. A couple days later, she went ahead and turned herself in. And there was another guy that ended up doing community service. But Lauren's the kind of person who's not going to pay the fine. And not everybody can afford to go to jail. She can. So she did. Myself, I'm appealing it. I don't expect that to succeed. I expect to go to jail for even a longer period of time. But my point being, Lauren got out of this particular jail today. And, of course, as usual, as is tradition, when somebody gets out of jail around here, they pick where they want to go eat. And people go out and eat a first meal back out with that individual. And Mark, you were involved in the pickup today, right?
I went out to pick her up. I don't have time to play luncheon games during the day
so
or anything
busy.
Like that.
Yeah,
I've got things to do. But I, it was my understanding that because her husband couldn't go on jail property that she needed somebody to pick her up.
Right, because he was one of the 12 as well, and now the 12 have been banned from going on the jail property. Actually, 13, including Meg, who's a sometime co-host on this program, she wasn't even there in the original arrest. They just sent her a notice saying, you can't be here.
I'm drowning in a sea of iron. Irony.
What? Which part?
About being told not to be in the jail, or else you get arrested and sent to jail.
Right. You're not supposed to be on the outside of the jail by your own choice.
Right. So,
but how do you, anyway? Continue.
So, well, Jim and Lauren have been great friends to me since I've moved up here, and
incredible activists too. Lauren
saw an opportunity to help, and that's what I wanted to do. And I, went to the jail as quickly as I could. There was another activist there waiting on her. So, my trip really was for naught. But it doesn't matter.
So, she got out today, and of course, went to lunch with her and got the story of what it was like inside. And the conditions had improved. They had they changed from a 1970s jail to a 2010. And they certainly things were different in a positive way in certain aspects. Things are still jail. I mean, it's not the best place to spend some time, but it's not the worst place either. And so going to jail up here in New Hampshire can be a better experience than in some of the other places. So why not, if you're going to do civil disobedience, if you're going to non-cooperate with the state, if you're going to do things that that carry with them the inherent risk of possibly spending some time behind bars, why not go where the guards are more on the humane side, and I'm not saying this for the entire prison system or jail system in New Hampshire. I don't have experience with it. I've heard the one in Manchester is pretty
Valley
crappy.
Valley Street, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't have any experience with that. I know that here in Cheshire County, it's, like we said before, the Club Med of jail. So why not go to that place and do your activism there? That's strategy, and it makes sense. If you're seeking what we're seeking, and that is as much liberty as we can possibly attain.
Right. Why wouldn't you go to the place, by the way, where is the Mercatus Center has rated New Hampshire to be the number one freest place in the nation? Why not go to the freest place in the nation?
And start there.
Right. So you start with the head start rather than find the least free place in the nation and then try to get some freedom there. It doesn't make that much sense. Okay, let's go to the most populous place where we'll have the least effect, and we'll find the place that has the best combination of most populist
most controlling.
Most controlling, most tyrannical. Let's
Washington,
go to New
D.C.
York City. We'll get 20,000 people to go to New York City. We'll be about the population of an apartment building, and we'll try to change their government there.
And we can. And in that case, you've got two options, right? Scatter about the city. As the liberty-minded people are already, because there are probably a few dozen folks living there already, so scatter about the city, or combine yourselves into that apartment building and then meet, you know, live in this creepy compound kind of thing, yeah. Where like they did in, I think it was Philly, where, yeah, it was Philly, where they firebombed those people. There was a group of folks that just wanted to live on their own and not deal in many ways with the government, as I understand it. I forget what they were called, but the guys from Liberty on Tour, when they traveled through there, George Donnelly from GeorgeDonnelly.com did this whole presentation about these folks. They went in there. They lived together. They, in many cases, I believe, refused to obey the government. And they brought in bombs. They dropped C4 on these people.
Crazy.
So... I'm the first person to poo-poo it when people say, oh, we're going to roll in tanks if you move to New Hampshire. Well, yeah, maybe if you all lived on the same plot of land, they could get away with something like that. But to invade the cities of New Hampshire and start right. pulling people from
this
their
is,
homes.
This is something entirely different because here you have to... If you've got all people in one compound that live together and want to be left alone, you know, they're going to be looked at as weirdos. They're not going to go out in the community that much. People aren't going to have, feelings for them. If you're talking about people that live in the community, have relationships in the community, volunteer
there.
In the community, have jobs in the community, that's something entirely different. And then the government goes around and picks them up yeah. and says, these people are bad.
Right.
That's not going to fly as well.
So if it doesn't make sense to you, sorry. This is where the liberty activists who want to move together have chosen to move. There are a couple other competing organizations. There's the Free State Europe. I don't know how they're coming along.
Right. They're looking at Iceland, right?
I don't know if anything's been chosen. I'm not
Doesn't
sure.
okay. sound like a terrible place to me. I have heard Switzerland's
yeah.
another good choice.
Yeah.
Liechtenstein seems like a pretty good place.
Liechtenstein?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can say it however you'd like.
And there's those...
Oh, well, I've also heard of the Free South Project, which is a new one coming up. I don't know if that's
that
going to be...
That sounds like a parody. Is it
yeah.
for real?
As far as I know, it's Southerners
place.
Who don't want to move to New Hampshire where it's freaking cold.
I see. So they're going to pick something down there.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So,
800...
Delaware was one of the options.
Yeah,
right?
Wyoming.
It's true. So 1-800-259-9231, and population was a big factor in choosing the state. And all the southern states, pretty populated. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at Parenthood.com/YourFamilyToday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter special now at HerbalHealer.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com.
Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out.
out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we've got on the site there for you. In fact, if you want to support the show, you like the fact that we give you the website for free, you can go and do that by shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. So start your shopping over at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know them, the world's largest internet retailer. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Since we've been talking about cop-related things, we started the show out here tonight with a story out of South Carolina regarding a jail that doesn't allow anybody who's living there, who's an inmate there, to receive books or magazines or newspapers, unless it's the Bible. So that's where we started, but the craziness doesn't end there. Delaware, Dover, AP reporting, the head of the agency charged with enforcing Delaware's alcohol laws. Now, that's a pretty high-level bureaucrat, right? I mean, the alcohol enforcement bureaucracy is a well-funded government bureaucracy that has a whole lot of guns on its side. This is a big operation this guy's in charge of. I mean, it is Delaware, but still, I mean, as far as the scale of governmental enforcement goes, those guys take their alcohol laws pretty seriously. I mean, up here in New Hampshire, they actually operate. I don't know how it is down in Delaware, but here in New Hampshire, they actually operate the liquor distribution monopoly. You can't buy liquor from anywhere except state government-run stores.
Right.
It's true. Beer and wine you can get at grocery stores. I think they loosened up on that, actually, over time.
They are so generous, right? Those bureaucrats.
That's one of those things that really needs to change. I mean, from a political perspective up here, that's something that needs to change. And if you start doing disobedience on that, you're looking at some pretty serious...
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. I mean, that's such a major source of revenue for the state. They're not going to give that up easily. They have got their teeth sunken really deep into that industry.
Absolutely. I mean, it would be interesting to see how some civil disobedience went on that, but we haven't really seen that happening up here. Civil disobedience is
a little bit of agorism as far as there's moonshining, and there have been, you know, home breweries, but other than that.
So big bureaucracy this guy's in charge of. Sullivan submitted her resignation letter to the Secretary of Safety and Homeland Security on Friday, saying she was resigning effective immediately as Director of the Division of Alcohol and Tobacco Enforcement.
Sullivan was stopped for speeding early Thursday on Route 1 near Lewes and subsequently charged with drunken driving. The 45-year-old Sullivan was released pending arraignment, which is scheduled for, I guess, a couple weeks from now, and had been placed on administrative leave with pay. But she is now resigning.
You always wonder about this, because these stories do come out, judges and folks
right.
like this.
I think even here in New Hampshire, the liquor commissioner had a DUI.
The liquor commissioner got had some dirty dealings. I don't think it was the
DUI. Oh, it wasn't?
But he was just recently was sanctioned but not fired or something like that. I think suspended, not fired. Anyhow, when you'll see the bureaucrats and you know those kind of folks get caught every once in a while in situations like this, like you would expect the average folks to. But you just wonder, how many times do they get off with the ticket that the cop says, oh, don't worry about that, ma'am. Just go on your way.
When the cop realizes who he's dealing with
and
then decides
to... some of them will
to...
and I think some of them won't. And right. I just wondered, you know, it just kind of depends. This lady would clearly... I mean, don't you think the offer was made, look, officer, if you can forget about this ticket, I can make sure there's a nice government job waiting for you at the,
the
Capitol.
Yeah, I would have loved to have been fly on the wall for that one.
Yeah.
Just to see what happens.
You know, and some of them have what it takes. And they say, ma'am, it's my job to protect the people of South Carolina. Where is it? Delaware? Of
Delaware, yeah.
And I'm going to have to give you a ticket. You're coming with me.
Yep, so charged with drunken driving. The other interesting aspect of this is you might also expect that the lower-level bureaucrats would be the ones that would be most likely to get caught. And I believe that's true. The corruption does tend to rise through the ranks.
They don't have as much to give when they do get caught, you know.
That's true. The corruption does tend to rise through the ranks. And in this case, this lady arrested for drunken driving, it makes you think, well, is this another one of those cases where the person who is shouting the loudest about something that they want to prohibit, that they're the ones that have the problem, that they're the ones who the reason they want these laws is to somehow give them the reason not to do things? Or
I remember when the Liberty activists went down to the city council committee meeting here in Keene about repealing the open container laws. The only people who spoke out against it were city employees and one guy who moved here who used to be a cop down in Miami. So a whole bunch of bureaucrats. And I brought up the point that, you know, not everybody is belligerent when they're drunk. Not everybody is, an idiot when they're drunk. I use myself as an example. I'm a pretty calm guy when I'm drunk, and I just kind of sit in the corner and smile and joke. And Pam Slack, our favorite of all the city councilors, just cackled as she does, and mentioned, well, then you're lucky. But as I had...
And it was funny, kind of in the way she said it, but also very revealing.
Yeah, because I had said just before that it's more of a reflection of your personality even when you're sober. When you're drunk, it just comes out even more. Like meatheads, the frat boys, when they get drunk, you know, they turn into goons because that's what they are. And that's a very general line.
Is he?
But anyway,
stereotypes exist for a reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, how interesting that. And it, sure, hers wasn't the only comment either. I don't remember who the other counselor was. There was another one that also made some sort of flippant remark about not being able to handle himself when he's had too many. And it really bespeaks of who these people are and what they're trying to do. They want to control others because they know what their impulses are, and they are afraid of them. And so they believe that everybody needs to have the same exact level of control, this one-size-fits-all formula that is whatever makes them feel better about themselves, but yet they continue to engage in the behavior secretly until it happens to get just splayed all over the news when one of them accidentally gets popped being a little sloppy. And you look at the stories about the Republican senators that talk out about, you know, how they hate homosexuality, and then they get caught with, one of the pages but in the back office or in an elevator or something. You've got all kinds of examples of this where the people that are yelling the loudest are the ones that frequently are caught red-handed in the act.
That much is true. This this bureaucrat, though, she's not really – she's just a licensing bureaucrat. You know, she's the top licensing bureaucrat. She doesn't really actually try to stop people from drinking or punish them for getting out of hand or anything like that.
The Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco Enforcement is absolutely an organization that is trying to –
It's a licensing organization.
They believe you better believe they've got commercials and propaganda that they distribute – that are mandated that people, you know, that are trying to supposedly reduce instances of accidents.
Well, I can't speak to this to any truth, but I would imagine that she didn't grow up saying, when I grow up, I want to be the alcohol enforcement chief, you know, and I want to do this job. She was probably just a bureaucrat on some sort of city or state or county level and sort of just kind of fell into that place.
Well, actually, there's a little more here to the story. Sullivan was a woman in question. Is a retired state police sergeant, was the commander of the Executive Protection Unit assigned to former Governor Ruth Ann Minner. So she's been...
This is an appointment position.
Who cares what it is?
No, it's, what I'm saying is that, hey, thanks for taking care of me as the bodyguard. I'm going to make you the head licensor of tobacco and alcohol. I just don't see that in this instance. That's not what I'm hearing
from the situation.
I just hear, you know, I mean, think about it for a second. If you were governor of a state, I mean, your friends, you don't think that they could that they might get better positions than other folks?
Oh, absolutely. But that doesn't mean that she wasn't out giving speeches about how awful drinking and driving is.
It doesn't mean that. Well, drinking and driving is an easy thing to give a speech on, right? It's very difficult to take a stand like people should have the freedom to drink and drive. I wouldn't take that.
No, I understand that, Mark, but I think the hypocrisy is pretty obvious, right? She is the top dog of the agency that is out promoting supposed safety around the usage of tobacco and alcohol, which means driving, and yet she's caught behind the wheel, three sheets to the wind.
Right, but I'm not saying it's not a special kind of hypocrisy when you're talking about people that have this big thing for a particular activity. So it's not the gay senator trying to stop gayness,
shaking his foot under the stall door.
It's not the gay senator trying to stop gayness, but it is a lady who drinks too much and drives trying to stop drinking and driving.
She's not about stopping and drinking and driving. She's about telling a particular place whether or not they can sell liquor or beer. And
I think
all those things are laid out by the legislator. All she does is enforce it. It has nothing. It's not like she's out there chasing down drunk drivers.
That's okay. That's not her job. Her job is to be the top bureaucrat of the administrative office that is in charge of all of that stuff. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.